Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who's an economist with multiple hats. You work with the American Institute of Architecture, and you also work with the Joint Center for Housing Studies. So you've got a lot of information in both sectors of the business. You doing okay?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
Let's talk first about the weather and what effect that's having on this first quarter. What can you tell me about that?
Well, clearly, construction activity is very much influenced by weather conditions. We've seen some softness recently. Housing starts were down in January. Construction activity overall has been fairly weak. And, the parts of the country that have been affected the most, the Northeast and Midwest, are the regions that are seeing the softest construction conditions. So I think we'll have to wait at least into March or April to see how strong this recovery in the construction sector really is.
If you're in the restaurant business and it snows and you miss the meal, you've missed the meal. You're not going to get it later. But in the construction business and then even in the housing remodeling business, if there's some bad weather, there is some pent-up demand and there's a chance you'll still get the business, right?
I think there's a good chance that it'll come. It'll just push it back a little bit further. We've seen some years where it's accelerated activity when it's warmer than usual, that construction crews can accelerate their schedule a little bit. So, the November, December, January, February months are pretty tough to read underlying trends. They're very much affected by local conditions. So it's really difficult to know the underlying strength of the industry during those months.
It is true that as people have been closed in their homes with all this snow, they've been looking at those floors and thinking, I've got to do something potentially.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the billing index. Just to look at a graph, which I have on my screen right now, it was positive for most of 13. Billing index, obviously a leading indicator showing that the activity within design firms is growing. If it's over 50, it's growing. And it dipped below 50, I guess, once last year in April. And then it was in the green, all the way up to 53, a number of 53, 54 there for a little while. And then in November and December, it dipped down in the red below 50. And January just barely back over 50, right?
Yeah, I'm glad to see, Kemp, that you're watching those numbers closely. We do feel it's a very accurate leading indicator where the construction sector is going. And, we've been on, as you said, a pretty good year and a half run that we started seeing positive numbers around the middle of 2012 and 2013. We're seeing some really strong numbers, but unfortunately ended the year with a bit of a down note. The weakest number for the year was December. That's when some of the weather conditions started to creep up. As you said, it sort of stayed flat, just recovered a tiny bit in January. So I think weather's still playing a role. And I think you can see it in the components, too, because the regional numbers that have really dipped have been the Northeast and the Midwest. And in fact, the South and West, both of those regions are showing very healthy numbers. They have not dipped below this 50 threshold with the recent downturn that we're seeing nationally. November, December, January numbers for both the South and the West have been in the 51, 52, 53 range, pretty healthy numbers. So I think that does indicate that it's just a regional phenomenon, weather related, and a good chance that the numbers are going to bounce back once we start getting more normal weather conditions.
So since it was strong for a majority of 13, we should see some good installations and building in 14 based on those numbers.
Even the construction spending numbers through this weak weather period haven't fallen off that much. So I think once we start getting normal weather conditions, we'll see some good solid upturn in activity. We've really seen pretty strong activity on the commercial side already. That's private construction, hotels, offices, retail space, things like that. It's been a little slower on the institutional side, educational facilities, healthcare facilities, government work, and things like that. So, I think we're taking a bit of a breather. I think once we get into the warmer months of 2014, the commercial side is going to continue to show some very strong numbers. And this year should be the year of recovery on the institutional side of the market. We really haven't seen growth in that sector yet, but I think it's really looking like 2014 will be the breakthrough year for institutional building activity.
Let's take a look at the economy. You know, we do these interviews 4 or 5 times a year, and you know, there's been a lot of hurdles. There's been the government arguing over budget numbers, but now we look and they do have, actually Obama's filed a 15 budget, which he hadn't done in a long time. I mean, there seems to be that some of this partisan fighting has calmed down. It looks like the stock market is at upper levels. So what's your comment on the economy?
Well, the economy is doing better, but still a lot of nervousness out there, still a lot of volatility. I mean, you talk about we have a federal budget in place. That's a first in several years. It looks like that we've sort of gotten beyond the debt ceiling debate. That was a real rough patch in terms of planning economic growth. But on the other hand, you know, we just saw, you know, international events flare up. Stock market's down 200 points earlier this week when that happened. So, you know, I think the days of volatility are not behind us. You know, we're still moving in the right direction, probably fewer problems now than we had a year or two ago and less uncertainty than we had a year or two ago. But I think, you know, we're going to continue to see this nervousness and, you know, factors that will affect people's perception about how healthy the economy is. And that's going to keep us bouncing around for the, you know, certainly the remainder of 2014.
Just a quick look at your Joint Center for Housing Studies. I think you released a quarterly report a month or so ago. Just give you a minute or two on what that was telling.
Sure. This is the leading indicator for remodeling activity. Remodeling fundamentally stronger than new home building. Just never dipped as much and has recovered most of the loss already. Our quarterly indicator looks at spending over the coming few quarters. We think we saw close to 10% growth in home improvement spending in 2013. Our indicator goes out through the first three quarters of 2014, where we're still expecting a close to double digit growth through those three quarters of the year. So real healthy activity on the home improvement side. A lot of it was pent-up demand, households that didn't do work during the downturn that now are starting to undertake some of those jobs. Part of it is the pretty strong recovery we've seen in house prices in most markets across the country, and that gives homeowners equity to finance some of these projects, but I think more fundamentally gives them confidence they ought to be reinvesting in their home. And we're still fixing up a lot of distressed properties, a lot of homes that were foreclosed coming back on the market now, and they were obviously underinvested during the downturn, so a good chunk of spending on those. So looks like really all the major elements are back in place for a good, healthy home improvement recovery moving forward.
Okay, just a quick look, too, at the new home market. I don't know if you saw the report that came out with the NAHB. They say the average home size is actually up 12 to 13%. It's up to 2,600 square feet.
Yeah, we're back to where we were pretty much pre-downturn. You're not only seeing it in size, but you're seeing it in features, too. We're just getting ready to release a report on home design trends that we do with the American Institute of Architects, looking at kitchen and baths with this cycle. And, you know, people are starting to invest in more upper-end appliances, specialty showers, things like that. Things that were markets that were pretty much dead during the downturn are coming back very strong. And I think that's just a reflection of more comfort in the housing market, willing to spend on homes, willing to spend on features that you were uncomfortable spending on during the downturn.
But does it also say something about who can get the loan to buy the new home?
Well, I think you're right. The strongest part of the market is the upper end part of the market now. Those are folks that have better credit ratings by and large. Those are folks that can borrow. Still weak at the bottom of the market. The younger households still are not coming back to home ownership as fast as we might hope. And ultimately, I think you're making a good point that that's a problem. If we don't have demand starting at the bottom, pushing it up through the different sectors of the market, then we can't really sustain a very strong recovery.
Well, and what is the Harvard call on employment? Is that going to come down, you think, in 14, the unemployment numbers?
Yeah, we're seeing pretty stable job growth numbers below what we'd hoped, 200,000 or so a year in terms of net payroll growth. A lot of the decline in unemployment you may have noticed is really baby boomers starting to drop out of the labor force in their retirement years. So the unemployment rate is probably going to drop faster than you might expect given the weak, relatively weak job growth that we've been seeing.
Okay, Kermit. Great. Thanks for the update. I've been talking to Kermit Baker, who's an economist with Harvard, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.